This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 5-2, entitled Why is the Fipping of Fluffies So Important to Masculists? Description. This flyer explains why masculists place such enormous importance on the fipping of fluffies, namely, because with nearly all women as fips, most of men's gender role problems would be solved. Now for the flyer itself. Why is the fipping of fluffies so important to masculists? Because so many of men's gender role problems would be solved if most women were fips, financially independent persons. Traditional women, that is, fluffies, traditional women who expect to be able to parasite off the money of a man, that is, some manslave, some robot male, to pay for a fluffy to live in a middle-class house and raise her kids in, all paid for by him, are parasites. They manslave men and live off their money. Now that women can work, thanks to the contraceptive pill, higher education for women, household gadgets, etc., women must work. Anything else is parasitism on men's labour. When nearly all women are fips, then manslavery dies out. It's no longer needed because women are fips and make their own money. These fip women are strongly motivated to get a good fip major education at high school and university so that they can get good, well-paying jobs as adults and pull their own financial weight and not look to men to pay for them. When nearly all women are fips, then men will get the para-paternity rejection right, the lack of which in today's world is probably the most blatant example of sexual discrimination against men. Women have a legislated maternity rejection right, commonly called the abortion right, but men have no para. So a woman can reject an unwanted pregnancy, but men can't. So men can have their lives ruined by a woman who decides to continue a pregnancy unwanted by him, then slam him with a paternity suit and ruin his life. With nearly all women as fips, men will be able to bring in the para-law, so that if a woman continues with a pregnancy that she wants, that he doesn't, then she is legally obliged to pay full costs of the child after it's born. The father will be able to go to a local GP, Justice of the Peace, and sign a paternity rejection form before the pregnancy is too advanced, so that the mother knows about it and must then make a decision. She may decide that without a man to help her with the costs of the child, she decides to abort. But if she's a real fip, she will probably have enough money to support the child on her own. And if she really wants the child, then she can go ahead with the pregnancy to full term, knowing that she can afford to pay for the cost of bringing up the child, which is about $200,000 a year in the US, total, in the US. With most women fips, the whole mentality of women regarding men will change. In today's world, women still see men largely as disposable checkbooks, that is, as exploitable payers of women to have kids. Even most feminists are still fluffies when it comes to men. Fluffy feminists have had their feminist consciousness raised, but not their masculine / MGTOW consciousness raised. So by default, they still have traditional female attitudes, that is, fluffy attitudes, towards men. With most women fips, women will feel morally and culturally obliged to pull their weight financially and not parasite on a man. The masculists, far more so than the MGTOWs, put enormous moral pressure on women to be fips and punish them if they aren't, by refusing to have relationships with them, forcing them to rot on the shelf to extinction. The primary political goal of the masculists is to wipe out fluffydom, to wipe out man's slavery. The masculist attitude is, man slavery is slavery. Slavery is a war issue. The masculists are at war against the fluffies, whom the masculists push to see rot on the shelf to extinction by refusing to have relationships with them, punishing them for for being the immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin that these fluffies are. The Maskers are far more politically active than the MGTOWs, men going their own way, refusing to marry and have kids, spending their money on themselves, doing what they love. MGTOWs are political to some extent, but it's a slow method. MGTOWs simply remove themselves from the marriage and paternity market, thus crashing the birth rate and the size of the population, wiping it out in a mere century. Sooner or later, the male feminist gender politicians will be forced to menfair the gender laws. For example, especially regarding the massive injustice committed daily in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts and the lack of the para, etc. Maskless actively aim to educate society into maskless / MGTOW ideas by, for example, approaching the broadcast media, by setting up men's lib groups at high schools and universities, lobbying the gender politicians, etc. For example, in my own case as a maskless, having now written 50 of these flyers, this one is the 50th, actually it's now about 200, I send out links to my MGTOW / maskless resource flyers website to the major MGTOW / maskless / MRA / feminist sites, etc., and to the major US / UK newspapers, hoping the journalists will latch on. Some of the male journalists will have had the negative experience of being financially massacred in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts and will be open to maskless / MGTOW ideas. The main goal of the maskless is to change the mentality of women, putting enormous moral pressure on them to be fips or they don't get a man. In quotes, be fip or be manless. Fluffies can rot on the shelf. Fluffies are immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin. Quote, rather a fip than a fluffy. As the maskless / MGTOW ideas really disseminate throughout society, women will be influenced by these ideas and be frightened. A lot of them already know that in the US, 70% of young men under 35 refuse to marry and have kids, so that the odds of a young woman having a baby now is only 1 in 3. In a decade, it may be 1 in 10. As the MGTOW / maskless rejection of fatherhood spreads and spreads due to the toxicity of the divorce courts. Maskless harangue women, putting moral pressure on them to reject their genetically evolved attitudes of looking on men as exploitable checkbooks. Maskulism / MGTOW is countering women's nature, forcing women to be fips or they are strongly punished by not getting a man and thus forced to live manless, lonely, loveless, often sexless, babyless, poor lives. Maskless are aiming to set up a cultural ethic of women being fips to such an extent that it becomes the unconscious cultural norm. Later this century, young women would look upon the era of fluffydom with the same degree of contempt and horror as we today look upon the idea of Negro slavery. These young women will agree with the maskless that manslavery is slavery and should be abolished. They too, like the maskless and MGTOWs, will be 21st century abolitionists, that is, pushing for the abolition of manslavery by womaning up to be fips, that is, civilized women. Civilized, responsible, adult human beings. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name de Garis Maskless MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.